Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We were talking about something. Ah, yes. February 15th.
Yes.
February 15th is the day that the Raiders need to make a decision on Derek Carr. Either keep him or cut him. Everyone knows they're cutting him. They're trying to trade him before then. So as much as we've talked all week about the Jets quarterback situation and Aaron Rodgers, and I guess there's the reports that Joe Douglas is out there telling everybody who'll listen that they're in on Rodgers. Obviously, Derek Carr, and if you didn't see last night at the skills competition, he put on a show compared to other quarterbacks. He had a real show. He was hitting all the targets. He looked great, apparently. He even made a quip at the end of it. They were like, have you ever done this well here? And he goes, no, that's why I'm getting traded. So he's on his way out. But my point is, we all know what plan A is. Whether Joe Douglas is saying it to people, which I doubt he is, I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
One of the greatest quarterbacks in the NFL's history, in my opinion, is available, probably. He's the number one guy. I think that makes them a Super Bowl contender. We've talked about it all week. Part two, or choice two, really seems to be Derek Carr.
Yes.
I mean, I like him better than Garoppolo. I mean, obviously, you know, Lamar Jackson is sort of an option. That would be higher than Carr.
Definitely.
But really, the most realistic guy who's clearly getting moved, besides Aaron Rodgers, is Derek Carr. So the question is, for me, what do the Jets do here? You talked about it on your show. I heard you talking about it. You don't want to get left at the altar.
Yep.
You can't enter back into the draft if you're the Jets.
No.
You have to get a legitimate franchise, you know, starting quarterback, which Derek Carr is, not on the same level as maybe some other guys, but with the rest of this roster, good enough to win, no doubt.
Yes.
So he gets cut on the 15th, because I don't know what his trade market's going to be, knowing this deadline's coming. He's going to get cut on the 15th. So you could either trade for him and have exclusive rights to work out a contract, I guess, or you could wait until he gets cut and then come in with the money. What do the Jets do? If they want Rodgers, yeah, but you don't know you're going to get him.
Right.
This happens on the 15th. You have to make a move. You can't be the guy left at the altar. You can't pass on this. Watch Aaron Rodgers get traded to the Raiders or to Tennessee or somewhere else. And now you're without Carr. You're without Aaron Rodgers. And you're stuck wondering, what the hell am I going to do? Jimmy G, you know, obviously Baker Mayfield's another level even further down than those two. What do you do? So I really think if you look at how the Jets react on the 15th with Carr and how much connection they get to him, you'll have an idea of how much they think that Aaron Rodgers is likely.
Yep, you're not winning a Super Bowl with Carr. You have a shot of winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Look, jobs are on the line here, because if you're Joe Douglas, you failed with Zach Wilson. Now, the hardest thing to do in all sports is draft a quarterback and the quarterback to be great. It's hard. It's impossible at times, sometimes, to predict. Now, if Douglas brings in a Derek Carr, a proven good quarterback with the young talent they have, and they don't win, then Saleh will be gone. But Douglas could say, you know what? Yeah, Zach Wilson wasn't good, but Carr was good. We got to the playoffs, and the coach failed.
Mm-hmm.
If you get Aaron Rodgers, though, you have a chance to win a Super Bowl. It's a weird spot, because I know the fans, Jet fans, they want Aaron Rodgers.
It's got to be.
But, if Carr goes to another team, pick your team, Carolina, whatever, and Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay, and you're left with a Baker Mayfield or a Jimmy G, you are no lock to make the playoffs. And then I don't know what the hell happens, because now you are left at the altar. You have no shot of winning the Super Bowl. You have young talent. You have a team that basically had a friggin' mutiny against Zach Wilson, right or wrong, and that's on the coach. It puts them in a tricky spot here. But if they're all in on Aaron Rodgers, Mac, I think they're all in, and they're going to do whatever they can get to get Aaron Rodgers. And if they lose out on Derek Carr, they will go, you know what? Derek Carr is not that much better than a Baker, than a Jimmy G, than a Tannehill.
I don't know.
Well, but I think if they make that calculation, then they're going to say all the eggs in the Rodgers basket. And if Green Bay says, nah, he's staying here, or we trade him and he reunites with Devontae in Vegas, the Jets are going to be looking at a scenario where they're going to have a middling-of-the-road quarterback. Yes, upgrade, because anything's better than what they had this year.
But it's not just a slight upgrade. I mean, he's in that second tier of quarterbacks.
Who are we talking about now? As far as I'm saying, upgrade from the last three quarterbacks.
Carr.
No, but I'm saying anybody's an upgrade. Even a Baker Mayfield is an upgrade of what they have.
What I'm saying is you're making it like Carr is just another upgrade. You know, I think it's a significant upgrade.
I think it makes them a playoff team. I don't think it makes them a Super Bowl contender.
I mean, it depends on how good the rest of the roster is. Let's be honest.
I don't think Carr is getting you a Super Bowl. No.
Hurts might.
What's that?
Hurts might.
What is that supposed to mean?
Do you think Hurts is that much better than Carr?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I actually do.
Off this
I
one
was
year.
Always a big Hurts guy. Yeah, even though I thought the Giants would beat them. Yes, I've always been a Hurts guy. And I
you
would also
build the
and
roster
I would argue,
now to win that.
That's another whole organization because obviously the Eagles have a better roster than the Jets.
No doubt.
The Jets have building blocks. A lot of teams have building blocks.
But you're seeing a team right now in the Super Bowl. You're actually seeing the two dichotomies of it, really. You're the great quarterback with probably a lesser team, although the defensive front, you know, got after Burrow and won them a game. They have talent.
They also have Andy Reid.
They also have a great coach, no doubt about it. But the great
quarterback. Do the Jets have a great coach?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'd be surprised if. I think there's a small
chance.
I'm
not even sure he's a good coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Yeah. There's a chance he's certainly not going to be an offensive mind.
Aaron Rodgers will make him look like a better coach, that's for sure.
Yeah. And obviously, their offensive coordinator in Hackett has had history with him.
No doubt.
You would expect it to be good. But you're almost seeing the dynamic of the average quarterback. I still think Hurts is average. I know he can run. I know he had a monster year.
Oh, I disagree with that.
I think he's here because I think they're here because the roster's damn good. I don't think he played that well against San Francisco, to be honest with you. He missed throws all over the
place. He was not good. But, I agree with that. He was not good against the Niners. He didn't have to do much against the Giants. But he's had a great year.
If the Jets have the same opinion that most of us seem to have, and most of the people who talk about it have, where it's Rodgers A and Carr B.
And then the rest of the field.
And then it's a step. Throwing Lamar Jackson out. I don't think that's real.
Yeah, I agree.
The two main, you got Rodgers A, you got Carr B, and then
the field.
And a big step down.
Big step down, and they're all equal.
If that's how the Jets view it, February 15th is an interesting day.
Yeah.
Because can you afford to pass up on B with the hopes of getting A? It's a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, because again,
and there's going to be a lot of teams interested in B.
They're not going. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl or winning a Super Bowl with Derek Carr. But Derek Carr gives you stability at quarterback, a guy who's made the playoffs, a guy that can win games with this roster, with that running game. Breece Hall comes back. Elijah Barrett Tucker comes back. You have Garrett Wilson. You have guys on that defense. You will be in the playoff mix, no doubt about it. But if you're the Jets, if you're the Jets fan, it's about winning the Super Bowl. So I would wonder what the reaction from the fans would be is if it's like, hey, we don't want to risk it. We don't want to risk it. We know Rodgers gives us a chance to win a Super Bowl. Aaron's getting older. He's not getting any younger. We're not a lock. The AFC's loaded with quarterbacks. Carr gives us stability. And what Carr is, he's younger.
Yeah.
So you have a younger quarterback that you could be at least a playoff caliber team with a young roster for years to come.
Longer window.
But with those quarterbacks in the AFC, Mac, that are loaded with young quarterbacks, Derek Carr is not in the class of any of them.
No.
You have to have a legit roster and a big-time head coach to get to a Super Bowl for the Jets.
It would be a shorter window, but you'd have a legitimate Super Bowl contending team, in my opinion. I think Aaron Rodgers makes them a legitimate contender.
Rodgers, yes.
Yeah,
Rodgers.
So that's what I'm saying.
Because him alone is...
It's the longer window with a longer opportunity to complete the roster, make it better for a good enough to be a team that could win with Carr, as opposed to, I think you're good enough right now with Rodgers. So, and then in 2 years, you figure out another quarterback.
Like, yeah.
But
the nightmare scenario is they don't end up with either, and that's a tough one.
I think we all agree. Aaron Rodgers is the better option for the Jets. At
no
least
doubt.
Me and you do.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm afraid of getting... I think B is so much better than C. I think Carr is much better than Garoppolo. I think Carr is much better than any other option they have. Tannehill, I don't know, whatever. Even if you think outside the box.
Right.
I think it's a clear-cut A and B. And B is going to be on the market in 2 weeks, not even. What do you do?
Yeah, and I've always thought Aaron Rodgers, it felt like a pipe dream. I think he's staying in Green Bay.
Get that feel, you got to be all over him.
Yeah, but that's how I feel. I'm not Joe Douglas. Apparently, if you believe the reports that they're all in, that Joe Douglas might be like, you know what, it's worth it for me. But again, Joe Douglas has to get this quarterback right. Has to.
Yeah.
He failed with Zach Wilson. Failed.
Yeah.
You can't fail again. You'll be gone. So he's got a situation here where he's got to get it right. If he goes all in on Rodgers and Rodgers stays in Green Bay and Carr ends up somewhere else and you end up with, name the quarterback, Jimmy G, Baker, and you're not a playoff team, then I think Woody Johnson's going to go, all right, you guys are gone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.